everyone, and welcome to a special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this special sponsored episode of the podcast, please to welcome Jeremy Luisos, who is the Senior Vice President of Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. Jeremy, thank you so much for being a part of this special sponsored podcast.
Thanks for having me, Nick. Pleasure to be here.
Well, as we are having our conversation, we've now eclipsed the one-year anniversary of this pandemic. I guess depending on your viewpoints, whether it's something to celebrate or put in the rearview mirror. And to set up our conversation, certainly want to delve into how three different segments of the world have been impacted by the pandemic. And let's start out with individual consumers, you and I, for example. Just what are your perspectives looking back a year ago? How have things changed for consumers since the pandemic?
Yeah, sure it does. So it, as you say, it's wild, but it has been a year. somehow we got through year one here, and you know, those individual, you know, folks like us that might have been shipping saw some pretty intense changes to like in every place in life here, saw some disruptions, some challenges that they had to sort of work through. The first thing we saw right off the bat was a lot of people really just wanted to get home or get to that place where they felt most safe. Right around, you know, the end of March and into April, that is traditionally a time where a lot of seasonal residents are thinking about coming back. They maybe have been wintering down in the south, and they're looking ahead north. And a season that usually lasts between, you know, March and then into maybe through June kind of compressed. Everyone wanted to figure out, hey, where am I going to be hunkering down? Where am I looking to be? I need to get there quick. And can I get there safely? And can I change my arrangements? So the first thing we had to figure out was, you know, we really had to be flexible. We had to, you know, connect with these customers. And I mean, this is something, some of these customers have been with us for over a decade, shipping twice a year. So we really have, you know, long-standing relationships with these folks and wanted to make sure that they were getting the service they needed, but most importantly, that they were going to get there safely. So we had to put on our consulting hats, try to really work with these customers and get them where they needed to be. And most of that season for us happened in April. That 3-month season was like a 3-week season. We really wanted to, you know, make sure folks got safely. And then there's the whole piece where, you know, to make sure we're doing everything safely, it's bringing in all the PPE, wiping down high touch surface areas, you know, making sure everyone's masked up, all the stuff that you need to do to feel safe about getting your vehicle. We had to learn that all quick, follow the guidelines, work with the customers, be flexible and make it happen. And we'd like to think that this was a time where we got to show the best of what we can do and really connect with these customers on an even deeper level. And we're glad that we were able to meet the moment in that way.
Indeed. And certainly as far as customers go, another important constituency at your shop at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics are dealerships. What were your observations, perspectives, again, now that we're a year ago looking back, how dealers were impacted here by the pandemic?
So right off the bat, I think it was that same level of uncertainty that we all felt. So the dealerships needed to decide, is now a good time to buy? What do we wait? What's the move here? How do they keep, you know, how do we navigate these waters? And so we had some folks, some of our dealership customers kind of, you know, held firm. They kind of were looking to ride it out a bit. That was a you know, I think a very difficult decision for a lot of these folks. We kept in close contact, and you know, anything they were looking to do, we're there for them. But the folks that were looking to try to keep stuff moving, they were looking to buy, you know, they actually did a little bit better, I would say, in some cases over like the, you know, summer months where we had some moments where there was a little bit more, you know, purchasing activity. They kept stuff moving, but for either one of those groups, once they had made the decision to start getting back out there or to kind of keep going, sourcing was really tricky. Sourcing was a challenge then. I think we'll see that's a challenge going forward, but trying to find where to purchase cars, that was, and trying to find the deals, you know, just getting some vehicles that made sense, was a challenge. So we saw that impact our folks big time and have tried to be a great partner there. You know, right. Then and now.
Again, our special guest here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Jeremy Luisos, who is the Senior Vice President at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And Jeremy, certainly now getting closer to home, so to speak, within the auto shipping industry, where pre-owned logistics, pre-owned auto logistics is a participant. You referenced different measures and protocols that your shop undertook since the pandemic began. But again, just your general observations of how the auto shipping industry was impacted by the pandemic, certainly a crucial cog in this whole automotive machine that we have.
Yeah, for sure. Want to open by just giving a shout out to the carriers, the folks that were driving the trucks through this period, then and now. For the most part, they kept it all going. They risked everything to stay out there to kind of meet the challenges of both those individual consumers and the dealerships. And they, you know, they didn't miss a day. They were out there this whole time making it happen. So I just want to make sure I take the moment to give a special thanks to all the carers out there who did what they had to do. The bigger or the big industry trend that we observed. So something that had been in play, online shopping, I think the timeline on that really got pushed forward. I think folks that wanted to stay home and were looking to hunker down, but still wanted their vehicles and sort of to kind of maybe just have that part of their life set and to be able to travel safely in their own sort of part of the world, they were still looking to buy, but they weren't ready to get out there and go to a showroom in some of these cases. And they wanted to have that online car buying experience, which is really now possible. I mean, these are things that are out there. There's apps that allow for a fully online car buying experience and then have that delivered to their home. And so we're seeing a lot of dealerships trying to, you know, they want to be a part of that. Obviously, the brick and mortar dealerships that have these great customer bases, they want to be able to extend those same services to their clients. So we saw a lot of folks just getting in on the online shopping action, both the consumers realizing how possible it was and being more comfortable with that technology. We saw, I think, an uptick in services that already were there and able to provide that. And then for folks that maybe have been thinking about getting into it in some capacity, especially those brick and mortar dealerships, they moved quick to try to respond to the moment. And a lot of them were able to deliver a really great experience for their customers. And, you know, like we mentioned, that final mile delivery is something we've been doing for 20 years. And we've been really excited to partner with all of these groups and help make that last bit happen. It's great when you have that buying experience online, even better when the vehicle gets there. So we're proud to be a part of that process.
And certainly echo the sentiment and appreciation as you articulated the carriers who are on those front lines truly making it happen. So certainly echo that appreciation. Well, Jeremy, as we fast forward to present day, as mentioned, we're having our conversation here for this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, a little more than a year now of since the pandemic was officially dubbed as such, and appears as if there are certainly some positive developments in the works here. But just what's your assessment of the current conditions as we speak for dealerships, for carriers, for the industry in general? What's your kind of lay of the land?
Yeah, so the big one right now is the sourcing issues really persist for the dealerships. It's tough. It was tough then. It's tough now to find great deals that'll be a good fit purchasing for these dealerships. The place where we've seen folks be most successful is just kind of getting out there and trying some new things. If you were a dealership that had sort of your local auction that you were maybe sourcing out of, there are a lot more options for you now. You have, just like our individuals are going online for that online shopping experience, the dealerships now have a ton of options with online auctions and a virtual presence at brick and mortar auctions. So one of the things we're seeing is those that are really proactively sourcing inventory are trying more of these options than ever, and they're getting further away. They're starting to jump outside of their locales and partnering with auto transportation companies like pre-owned auto logistics to make those decisions. What's it going to cost? What's the time frame? How does it all work? That's a place where we really like to jump in and help. The other thing we've seen is kind of like a side effect of that is those auctions, the brick and mortar auctions that everyone's been shopping at for a number of years here. We're really the hub of the auto shipping lanes, and that's changed a bit. They still are, and those lanes still exist, but because of these virtual auctions and auctions being held at dealerships and just the way that everything's moving now, there's a bit of a decentralization factor occurring. And so we're seeing a lot of new lanes open up. Really the culmination of the different places where you can buy, customers getting online, the breakdown of that centralization, we're really excited to see some of these new shipping lanes and sort of where that allows for carriers to go and some of the efficiencies we can really build into that.
Absolutely, and certainly as you referenced earlier in our conversation about the pivots and strategies and protocols when the pandemic arrived that had to be put in place. In light of what you've just shared as far as the sourcing challenges that are ongoing nowadays, just how is pre-owned auto logistics responding to meet those challenges? Any strategies and other protocols and services you put in place to respond to client?
Yeah, so some of this is really kind of our bread and butter. We found out long ago what our niche was here in the auto shipping universe. So there are some types of work that are a little more automatic. You get a long list. You're just going from A to B, and it's a whole pile of cars. It doesn't require a lot of customer service. But then there's other services like that final mile delivery, for online shoppers individuals that dealerships are referring. Dealers have swaps, dealers are purchasing in different sort of places, trying to source that inventory. That's really a place where good old fashioned customer service comes in handy. Our folks here have, been doing this a long time. They're experts in these lanes. We are very proud that we will assign a dedicated account manager to every one of our dealership clients. So if they have any questions, how do I get this vehicle from this location, or what I'm trying to deliver a customer to a customer's location that's on the other side of the country, and I've never done this before, we're able to jump in. We know how all this stuff works. We can set all the expectations and really kind of extend that showroom experience all the way to the customer's final mile. And so that's something we've been doing for a while. That need is greater than ever, and that's that's something that we are proud to lean on. But kind of looking towards technology a bit, we've really invested heavily there. And I think at our best, we're able to offer these dealerships what we like to think of as a plug-in logistics department. right? So in some cases, these dealerships, they have, you know, maybe they have a few different buyers that they're working with. Maybe they have some folks in-house, they have an inventory manager, or they have a used car manager, or maybe there's a regional manager that's purchasing. Right. And they're purchasing, each one of those parties is purchasing from a number of different sources, and they're finding that they're just having stuff come in all over the place. And they're now pushed into this role where they need to be a transportation or a logistics department, and that's probably not always the best solution. We're really excited to jump in there and be that plug-in logistics department. And the, our sort of evolution along that process kind of really started with us getting these inquiries. Dealership might be looking at their inventory management system, or they're looking outside, they see a vehicle that's not in their system, or they have a set of keys and they don't know where the car is, or whatever the challenge is. And what maybe sort of used to be them blowing up the dealership, where, you know, calling the salesperson and calling the trucking company and then calling their regional manager, we kind of found that we were getting a lot of those calls. We just had the answer, right? We keep immaculate records here. We know every time that vehicle was shipped, exactly when it was delivered, picked up, the whole bit. We were a pretty good resource with our data set. And we're like, you know what? It probably makes sense. It might save our department a beat or two, but really, you know, help our dealership customers out if we just push some of that information out to them. That started with a nightly email update. And that's just kind of been that ended up being the first step. Folks still love that nightly email update. They can see all the statuses of every vehicle they have in transit, what we like to consider the in-transit inventory. They get those updates, but that evolves into the PAL portal. So pre-owned auto logistics, PAL is our acronym. The PAL portal is kind of like an on-demand update. You want to see where a vehicle is. You want to see everything you have en route. You want to see a breakdown by store. Let's say you're managing 15 different stores. You can see what's been delivered to each one of those stores, or view everything by status, what was what's currently on a truck, whatever you need to see. That's all in the PAL portal. And I got to say the thing that really draws people in, the first goodie that folks really enjoy out of the PAL portal, is just the really simple VIN lookup. You put the last 6, 8, or 17 of the VIN into the VIN lookup, and you will see records as to every time that vehicle is moved. So you look out there and say, what the heck is this car? You pop the VIN into the PAL portal, there's your answer, and you never had to call anybody. So that's been a feature that's taken off. Where I start to get excited are the next two layers. So customized reports and notifications. I'm really involved here at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics with a lot of the technology we're pushing out. And those regional managers that are managing a number of different stores especially love some of this stuff. Maybe they have a location where a few dealerships are sharing a central storage lot or drop yard, and they're having a heck of a time understanding when something is dropped there and getting it back to the dealership quickly, and it's causing confusion among folks that are managing the inventory. We could very easily, let's say that the issue is from 2 to 5, when something's dropped, it's just confusion all the time. Well, we can make a report that anytime a vehicle is dropped at that lot or picked up, however you like it, you'll get a one-time email notification to whoever needs to be in on that information. Let's say you're trying to run some analytics. You want to see how many vehicles you're moving to a particular auction as you're dealing with wholesale inventory. We can customize reports, have that as part of your PAL portal, and then you're really getting some power and insights out of this in-transit inventory data. And then the last layer for me are the system integrations. A lot of our legacy customers have taken advantage of this option. We can actually connect with your inventory management system and create orders in our system that are triggered off of an event in the inventory management system. For example, if you have a status on a vehicle that's ready for shipment or something like that, you update that status, that will generate an order in our system. We'll send a confirmation email out, make sure that's something you meant to do, you confirm, and we're off to the races. And that really cuts down on all that back and forth chatter. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. So All that is to say, we're trying to meet the moment not only with good old-fashioned customer service, but by really being this plug-in logistics department and providing all sorts of great technology for folks that, you know, every level of comfort with technology to really, you know, help meet this moment, make it happen for these dealerships as they're trying to navigate the you know, this phase of the pandemic.
Indeed. Well, certainly living up to the name of the company with the portal and the reports and other integrations that you've mentioned at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And again, our special guest here on this sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is Jeremy Luisos, who is the Senior Vice President at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. And Jeremy, to wrap up our conversation that's been incredibly enjoyable and hopefully informative for clients, current clients, as well as potential new ones, what do you see as perhaps the future? Certainly the question on all of our minds, just looking ahead, what do you see?
Yeah, and so really, I think a lot of these trends we discussed are what we're going to see more of. So for online purchases, I mean, that really seems to be the way everything's going. Dealerships that, like we talked, we had mentioned before, that were thinking about getting in the action, they're doing it now, and they're going to do more of that. Is what we're seeing so far, and for us, you know, it's great that the app can provide that experience, but the vehicle needs to get there. And so we have been, you know, really excited pair ourselves and currently working with clients that are providing those services, you know, connecting into that process and extending, you know, that virtual showroom right to customers' doorsteps. That really sort of leads into technology, right? So I guess that's a flavor of technology, but, you know, we're going to see, depending on how far down or how far into the future we want to look, technology is one of those things that has really revolutionized a lot of how we operate as a business. But I mean, if we're thinking about automation potential and what the future of all transportation looks like, I mean, these are things where AI is getting involved, autonomous driving vehicles are involved. I mean, that's probably a whole podcast on its own. But we're really focused in that space and making sure that we're a part of the future, whatever it looks like. And I guess I'd sort of want to end it on this note. I would say good days to come. I'm feeling highly optimistic about the future here. I think the warmer weather's coming. We have things are looking to start to open up here. I see a bright future ahead for our dealership customers that are, you know, looking to get back to what they do best more and more, and meet the demand of folks that are looking to purchase. Those deals are going to be out there for you. You know, you have companies like Pre-Owned Auto Logistics to be a trusted partner, but just I think everyone is gonna feel better once we're on the other side of this whole thing, and I think every day we're getting closer. So I'm feeling optimistic.
Absolutely, very well said. Of good days are to come. Incredibly insightful and well said. Again, that's Jeremy Luisos, who is the Senior Vice President at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics. Jeremy, thank you so much for being a part of this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast, and certainly all the best to you and the whole team at Pre-Owned Auto Logistics for continued health and success.
Thanks, Nick. It was our pleasure. Really appreciate you having us. The best to you, your team, and everybody listening.
Absolutely. And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, simply just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For our entire team, including our executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time for a special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast.